This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Containment of Ann Arbor's dioxane plume is the current goal. But right now, there are potential routes of low-level exposure. Well Water, serving 7 homes west of town, have tested positive for dioxane. Earlier this week, more was discovered in the shallow groundwater beneath some homes in the city as well. In both instances, the concentrations are far below Michigan's advisory levels. In this 24th installment in our Green Room series, Barbara Lucas explores the question of what is a safe advisory level?
How dangerous is the chemical 1,4-dioxane?
0.35 parts per billion dioxane in drinking water is the level determined by the EPA to be a 1 in a million cancer risk, while 3.5 is a 1 in 100,000 risk.
Just being able to put a number on the probability of something bad happening does raise some more challenging questions, including what you do with that number once you have it. Who decides how much risk is okay?
I'm watching a video from the Risk Bite series created by Dr. Andrew Maynard, the former director of the University of Michigan Risk Science Center. A growing number of states and cities are choosing to use the EPA's 0.35 level as their guideline. Meanwhile, Michigan's proposed 7.2 safe level is over 20 times higher. Why the discrepancy? Could money and resources factor in? While Michigan struggles to adjust its safe level of dioxane in drinking water from 85 to 7.2 parts per billion, people in Colorado are arguing over numbers under 1 part per billion.
Buckley and the others are trying to treat their plumes down to 0.35. The city of Denver and waste management have said because they don't believe the labs can get down to that low a number, they're insisting that their number for the Lowry plume be 0.9.
That's Bonnie Rader. She's a clean water activist in Colorado. Rader says numerous landfills in her state are leaching dioxane and facing groundwater cleanups.
I think regulators are just overwhelmed with how they're going to do it.
Eastham, Massachusetts on Cape Cod also has a landfill leaching dioxane. The Massachusetts safe level is even lower than Colorado's, 0.3. They're delivering bottled water to 40 households until a municipal water system can be built. Here's Eastham Health Agent Jane Crowley.
Our interest to protect public health and the environment is to be as conservative and proactive as possible.
She says their local elementary school is on bottled water, even though the tap water tests at a level below 0.3 part per billion.
The elementary school, Eastham Elementary School, is down gradient of the landfill. We did go in. It was never in exceedance over that 0.3 level. There was a detection. It was above the reportable limit, but below the 0.3. But proactively, we thought it was best to just completely eliminate any possible consumption of any quantity. So we immediately contracted to bring in bottled water.
Tucson, Arizona is removing dioxane from the drinking water to below 0.1 part per billion. Jeff Biggs is Tucson Water Administrator. He says Tucson is guessing the EPA will soon regulate dioxane to 0.35, and they want to be proactive.
Eventually, health advisories turn into maximum contaminant levels, which are actually enforceable. Health advisories are not enforceable by EPA. They're just advisories. But Tucson Water takes them seriously. We treat them as an actual enforceable regulation because we know we're here to protect the public.
Meanwhile, in Michigan, the EPA found 8 municipal water systems serving water above 0.35. Could what is deemed to be economically feasible affect what advisory level is followed? Note that in Tucson, the United States Air Force is responsible for the pollution. It's paying for Tucson's treatment plant and the annual cost for operations. In Ann Arbor, who's paying for what is a constant challenge.
Oh, Andrew Maynard.
Andrew Maynard is a risk science expert. Formerly, he was director of the University of Michigan Risk Science Center. He's currently director of the Arizona State University Risk Innovation Lab.
Just looking at the politics around dioxane in Ann Arbor, there are a number of things going on. One is that just the sheer cost of cleanup. So you've got economics coming into this and decisions being made trying to balance the cost of cleanup versus the potential impact on health. And then, of course, in between the two, you've got science, which is not 100% clear. There is no bright line that says the science says you should do this or do that. And so both sides can try and argue things according to what they want to achieve.
Compared to the statistically much greater risks we face on a daily basis, like the potential of a traffic fatality, the fears of dioxane might seem overblown.
As soon as people see the amount of money that it would take to get the risk down to a certain level, they start balking at it and start asking questions of whether we actually want to do this. And that's when this question comes in of maybe somebody is overblowing the risk.
But tell that to a family whose water contains a chemical that has even a remote chance of giving them cancer. In Washtenaw County, 7 drinking water wells in current use have tested from 1 to 3 parts per billion. How many more might have below 1 part per billion? We don't know because the tests used don't tell us. What does a dioxane testing procedure look like?
Here's your sample right here.
I'm at Ann Arbor Technical Services on Wagner Road.
I'm going to bring the vial up into this needle. It's going to withdraw a specific amount, volume of sample.
Phil Simon is the owner.
This year, a lot of residential property sales have a contingency for lead, 1,4-dioxane, bacteria, nitrate, and nitrite for the drinking water. So,
Michigan real estate law doesn't specify dioxane tests, but it does require disclosure of any known environmental hazards.
We get many panicked homeowners coming in saying, I'm closing in 2 days. Can you please run this analysis?
My house is on municipal water, which the city of Ann Arbor regularly tests for dioxane. Its sensitivity is all the way down to 0.07 parts per billion. It's always been non-detect. Simon's lab is analyzing a sample of water I brought from my house as a demo. When the 45-minute process is done, the verdict.
The concentration is less than 0.3 ppb, which is our method detection limit.
So would you say with total confidence that there's absolutely zero, absolutely no dioxane in that water?
We would say total confidence there's absolutely no dioxane to 0.3 micrograms per liter. Below that, we can't tell you.
He says they don't report levels below 1 part per billion because Michigan's legal limit doesn't go anywhere near that.
We always implement methods that are sensitive enough to provide statistically highly confident data to address the existing rules. So if the state of Michigan wanted to push the reporting levels down below 1 part per billion and came to us and said, we want to go to 0.5 or we want to go to 0.1, then we would work on pushing the method down.
But Massachusetts tests lower. They put the Eastham Elementary School on bottled water, even though their level was below 0.3 parts per billion. Is Eastham overreacting? Could knowing water has minute amounts of dioxane be a case of too much information? The answer seems to depend on whom you ask. In Ann Arbor and the state of Michigan, it continues to be an unanswered question. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. To listen to the first 23 installments in the series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume, visit the Green Room archive at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair.